Welcome to the Entrepreneur Storm, where ideas meet matter. Awesome to have you here once again on the show. And hey, guess what? You are the source of abundance in this life. And the reason that I can tell you that for certain is because it's a proven law. It is a proven principle that if you are having success in your life, then it's all on you, brother. It's all on you, sister. You are the reason that you have attracted that kind of prosperity into your life. You know, I just had my second child, and her name is Lahayla Lily. Thank you. She's only about a week old now. And I was on the phone talking to my good friend Derek, who is pursuing music right now. He's taking his music very seriously, a songwriter, guitarist, a bass player, and he's in a band. But what I was talking to him about was that he had said to me, you know, I feel like really blessed. I feel really fortunate to have all of these people in my life, including you, who, you know, are just such incredible people that build me up, that make me greater, that make me stronger, that have such character, that are essential, that I couldn't imagine my life without. And, you know, I had to say to him, I said, you know, Derek, it's no mistake that you have these people that you feel are great friends around you. It's no mistake. The reason that they're there is because of who you are being. They're there for you. They're there because you have attracted them into your life. And that just goes right along with what I'm talking about today. The source of abundance is you. But it is a double-edged sword for some of us, myself included at times. Because that also means that, you know, we have to take personal responsibility and accountability if the fountain is not flowing quite as abundantly as we would like in our lives. That means that we have to acknowledge that whatever we are witnessing in our lives is because of the way that we have been thinking and the way that we've been acting for the past however long it's been, the past month, the past year, the past 3 years, the past 20 years, I don't know. However long you may have been thinking in lack. And the exact same thing is true on the other side of the sword, is that if you have been experiencing great abundance in your life for the last month, year, 10 years, 20 years, what have you, it is because of who you've been being and because you did decide to recognize and become conscious of the fact that you are the source of abundance. You know, I was reading Neville Goddard. I hope you've heard of him. If you haven't, check him out. Really incredible stuff. He was an orator and a speaker across the country, a spiritual speaker, American, at the turn of the 20th century, I believe, into the beginning of it. But he said that something that really struck me is that, you know, everything has been created already. So when we talk about creativity, when I tell you, you know, to be creative and to make powerful decisions in your life, what I'm really talking about is raising your awareness, the power of awareness. We could look at like Steve Jobs. He's definitely somebody that I look to as a mentor. Steve Jobs, the things that he's been able to create, you know, the technology he's been able to design, you could say he created this, and yes, he did create it, but the truth of the matter is that that material has been around us for millennia. The material that is used to create the iPad, to create the iPhone, to create the MacBook Pro, to create all of that incredible technology has always been around. What Steve Jobs did is that he raised his awareness of what was possible and what existed in this world. So part of becoming the source of abundance in your own life is simply raising your awareness. It doesn't mean that you have to reinvent the wheel, although it may appear that way from the outside perspective of people who don't understand, you know, what you're doing with your consciousness, you know, but what you're really doing is just realizing what is available to you, this incredible power that you possess, that is inherent to you being a human being, to you being a beautiful human being is that you have the ability to raise your awareness and become more conscious. And as you become more conscious of things around you, you know that, I'm telling you, that fountain is going to overflow. That cup that you have, you're going to need to get a bigger cup because that cup will overflow with. So, I mean, the next question that you might want to ask, the next question that I definitely ask is, how do I raise my awareness? Well, you raise your awareness by tuning into shows like this. You raise your awareness by, you know, listening to other people who have gone through some of the stuff that we're talking about and then have reached a certain level of awareness. At least, at the very least, have reached the level of awareness where they're humbled enough to realize that they don't know everything. That's why, I know I've talked about this before, and I need to stress it again, the law of association is very powerful as you surround yourself with mentors and people who are going to lift you up when you maybe don't feel like you can lift yourself up. People who are going to help you take personal accountability for your life because they're doing the exact same thing. Those are the people that you want to mastermind with. You know, form heroes to emulate. Create your own personal mastermind with them. Choose to associate with those who made a decision to claim themselves as the ultimate source of abundance and prosperity. You know, when you live through these real-life examples of success and you internalize the qualities that lead to great achievement, ultimately what you're doing is positioning yourself to really dictate the direction and, very important, the destination of your worthy goals. You know, Earl Nightingale always talks about my definition of success, progressive realization towards a worthy ideal, a worthy goal. So as you go about your day, you might notice that people who are quote-unquote negative know-it-alls, people who are complaining, almost enthusiastically handing over their power to people and things they claim that they say are stronger than themselves, you got to watch out for that. You know, you really have to watch out for that because that is a limiting belief system. That is downgrading your consciousness. You want to upgrade your consciousness, okay? You want to plug into calls like this. You want to upgrade your consciousness and be humbled. I don't know everything, you know? I don't think that you know everything either. We learn this journey together, but it starts by being humble enough so that we can open our eyes to the truths that surround us and the powers that be. A quick word from our sponsor. Today's show is brought to you by ProsperYourPassion.com. The safest, easiest, quickest, most honest, and lucrative way to make money online today. Again, that is ProsperYourPassion.com. Head on over there. Check out what they're up to. There's something actually that, I'm going to butcher this, honestly, but there's something that Jesus says along the lines of, I think he says, let the dead bury the dead. And that's really what you and I have to do as we go on this journey and as we raise our awareness. Because as you ascend, there are going to be people in your lives who are going to want to bring you down, unfortunately, you know, because they just haven't reached that level of consciousness of appreciation and gratitude for your success and about what is possible. To see somebody doing something that they tell themselves is not possible, they're going to try to really stop up that flow of abundance that's occurring in your life. They're going to tell you that you're only the source of victimhood, which is a lie. That is an absolute lie. You are the source of all creation and power in your life. You just need to make a decision to do it. So now, I hope you have made a decision to live. Honestly, that's all that matters. That's all that matters right now. The dead are going to try and steal your energy. They're going to try to emotionally alienate you for not participating in the, get this, cannibalism of your own dreams. Don't eat your own dreams. That's just wrong. Doesn't that sound wrong? I like that phrase. It came to me the other day. Cannibalism of your own dreams. You know, you need to let your dreams flourish. They are your children. Let them flourish no matter what. You are the source of abundance and prosperity. Look to your mentors. Take note of how they surpassed mediocrity despite trying times. You'll find the heart of a champion. That's exactly what you need to be. That's exactly what you must be if you want to accomplish your dreams and let that abundance flow through you. Let it flow into your bank account. Let it flow into the relationships that you have with your family, with your friends, with your loved ones. Let it flow into your ability to travel wherever you want to go and do whatever you want to do. Just let it flow, baby. Just let it flow. The stories I've heard, the stories of people, they're almost tragic, except for the ending. You know, stories of success that I've heard, so many. You know, they're evidence enough to motivate me to keep on regardless of whatever situation I've been in the past, whatever circumstance you might be in right now. You know, one of my mentors is Sam Crowley, and for example, he used to be a corporate drone, never saw his family for years and years, until he decided, he made a powerful decision to acknowledge that his prosperity was coming from his own self. He made a powerful decision based on that understanding of that consciousness to pursue his own entrepreneurial endeavors, and he became the source of abundance that we're talking about today. And you know what it took for him to leave that job? Was his daughter saying to him every day, basically when he would tuck her in, "Daddy, is tomorrow Saturday?" No, tomorrow's not Saturday. Why do you ask? Why do you ask, baby? Oh, just because Saturday's the only day that I get to see you. I wish every day was Saturday. Boom. A movement was born, and he recognized that he needed to get out of his own way. A lot of times we're our own stopper. If you take this metaphor of a fountain and it's all stopped up with something, that's pretty much always us. If that water, if that abundance is not flowing through, it's because we're stopping ourselves. You need to just get out of your own way. That's some of the best advice I could ever give. We could blame our circumstances, we could blame our situations, but really, the buck stops here. The buck stops with us. So, you know, did that stop my friend, my mentor, Sam? No! What others would have described as a totally epic failure, my mentor, he took it as his greatest set up. I'm not going to go into all the details here, but he eventually did find financial independence, and much more than just financial independence, really quite an overflow of financial abundance. The list really, it goes on and on. I think if you're listening to this, I think that you probably know other stories in your personal life or of other people if you've read biographies or if you pay attention to some of the positive news out there. You've heard these stories of people who have come from rags to riches or people who have come from great situations of great adversity and actually made a powerful decision to prop themselves up and to find their source of abundance. A final word from our sponsor. Today's show is brought to you by prosperyourpassion.com, making your dreams a reality. Again, that is prosperyourpassion.com, the quickest, safest, easiest, most lucrative way to make money online today. Again, prosperyourpassion.com. Head on over there and check that out. Again, this is Jason Bornstein. You are the source of abundance, and the only thing that can stop your flow is yourself. So get out of the damn way. The universe is waiting for you. You are not waiting for the universe. So get out there like the Quakers, I believe, say. You know, pray while you work. So just start taking action and realize, just unplug from the matrix and unplug yourself from whatever problems you think that you have in this life and let that flow just come on out. Thank you so much for listening to our show today. This is Entrepreneur Storm, signing over and out, where ideas meet matter. We will see you on the next show. Have a beautiful day.